Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Mikey A.
Yeah.
I am very excited about this episode of Stupidity.
Yeah, me too. This is a big one. This is a big one for me and you.
It is Joe Beningo. He is a legendary midday talk show host for WFAN in New York. At the very end of his career, he's retired, mostly retired. He still makes contributions as a podcast, contributions to WFAN. He made WFAN station this past week because he read text that were sent to him by Jet head coach Robert Saleh. And so he made a bit of news. But this is a guy. It is such a great story, Mike. This is a guy who was a caller to WFAN and was so good and passionate after every Jet loss, something that you and I can relate to. Okay. So we have something in common with Joe, that he turned his passion for the Jets and all those wonderful phone calls into WFAN. He parlayed that into a show at WFAN, which is absolutely, it's the greatest story in sports radio history. It's either him or me. I mean, seriously.
Is it though?
It's great. Yeah, it is. I have no business being here, man. I do. But Joe was a caller, right?
Yeah. I am so excited about this one. We had Emmett Smith on God Bless Football this week. We have all these big name NFL players, and I don't say a word to anybody. I'm like, oh yeah, I talked to Emmett Smith this week, whatever. But right. I texted everybody that I was talking to Joe Beningo this week. And same. Everybody texted back, I love Joe B. You make sure you're nice to him, all that stuff. Because he's so loved in the New York market.
We're going to be nice to him. We're going to be respectful to him. Are. And I will tell you this. I was texting with him yesterday. Okay. I'm going to reveal his text. How about that? He revealed Salah's text and now I'll reveal his text. Okay. I told him I wanted to talk to him about the week. I said, Joe, this is no way to spend retirement. Okay. You should be enjoying yourself. You put yourself at the center of a major story in New York, the story about Zach Wilson not wanting to come back and play quarterback for the New York Jets, which he is doing this week. But I told Joe I wanted to talk to him about the entirety of the week. And he said, I'm trying to put it behind me. Okay. And so we will try to pry some information out of Joe Beningo. It's he really doesn't want to talk about it. And I don't care because I still want to have Joe Beningo on because I love me some Joe Beningo. And so we'll try to get it out of him. He said, you can try. I don't want to talk about it, which to me, Mike, means someone from the Jets called. Like, it was like, Joe, knock it off. Okay?
It was Robert Saleh. He texted.
So I said, Joe, I cannot agree to these terms. Okay. I cannot agree to them. You cannot talk about it, but I have to ask. I have to try to get it out of you. And so he said, that's fair. And I said, once I don't get it out of you, okay, then we can just start talking about other shit. And so that's what we've agreed to. But I'm really excited for this. He's a great guy, great story, funny guy, and he's a lifelong Jet fan. If you want to hear
the pain
guys,
in that man's eyes.
In that man's eyes. He's been a Jet fan a lot longer than you and I have. That's for sure.
True.
And you want to know how I know? He still has an AOL account.
Yes, it does.
And he sent you the wrong email address.
At least it wasn't Netscape.
Can you imagine what happened the day Instant Messenger died?
He lost communication with half his people.
He is Joe Beningo. We are excited to have him. We love him. He's a legend, a New York legend. Let's get to it. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. This is the biggest get in sports. Mikey A has been texting his friends saying, hey, we're having Joe Beningo on the show. Like, this is the biggest get in sports this week. I would take Joe Beningo over Zach Wilson, over Robert Sala, over Aaron Rodgers. I'd take him over the guy who runs that godforsaken college football playoff committee. I would take Joe Beningo over anyone. And we have him. Mikey A is very excited. What do you got, Mikey?
We have Emmett Smith, and I didn't tell anybody, but when I knew we were going to have you, I texted everybody, and they all replied. And this goes to show that you're not only respected by all New York fans, but you are loved. And they all said, you better be nice to Joe Beningo, or I'm going to freaking punch you in the face. And I was like, first off, of course I'm going to be nice to Joe Beningo. I love Joe Beningo. But they all wrote, I love him.
Well, we appreciate that. I don't know if I'm in Emmett Smith's category, but nevertheless.
You are. No, you're beyond that.
Listen, I doubt it.
If Mikey said we only have time to air one of these, I would bump Emmett Smith and keep you. I am telling you right
Not
now.
Not even in question.
Well, Joe Beningo. Yep. Joe Beningo was a legendary caller into my favorite radio station growing up, WFAN, and parlayed all those calls, all those takes after miserable Jet losses into a job at WFAN. Dream come true type stuff for him. Midday host. I think you did afternoons for a little bit, right, Joe?
At the end. Yeah, the last year we did it. Yeah.
Right. And now you're retired. And Joe, I got to be honest with you. This is no way to be enjoying retirement. What are you doing?
No, I should be down where you are playing golf every minute. That's what I should be doing. You got that right.
I know. It's 75, not a cloud in the sky, Joe.
Oh, so. Please. Don't even. Don't get me sick.
And by the way, I love you. You have AOL still. I thought it was just me and Lebitard, but you are still rocking the AOL account, my friend.
Hey, it's my wife that rocks it. Don't believe me. I am as computer illiterate as you could possibly be. So let's leave it.
We noticed when we got the text from your wife this morning with the correct email address. Yes.
There you go. Right. There you go. Right. Right.
All right. So, Joe, do me a favor. Take us through the last week. Describe for the audience what the last week has been like for you, because you have been the center of attention and one of the biggest sports stories of the year in New York, and I'm proud of you.
You know, seriously, I mean, I don't know if I want to rehash all this, because to me, it's done, you know?
Right.
I got this relationship with the head coach and, you know, misinterpreted what was said by the coach, and, you know, it got me in trouble. So, I mean, I think it's been put to bed now by me. Been put to bed by him yesterday at the press conference. And honestly, Stu Gatz and Mike, I just kind of want to move on from it at this point now.
Okay. And that's fair. And we will try to move on. But I am interested because you texted him a 6-part thesis on how to fix the Jets, which is amazing. Okay. Right.
Let me say this too. I mean, and I don't think there's any problem with me saying this. I also offered to script the first 15 plays of the game last week for him. So
did you write out the 15 plays or no?
No, I just offered that, and he sent me back a very nice LOL on that, by the way.
Okay, but you sent a 6-part thesis on how to fix the Jets, and everyone's focused on one part, the Zach Wilson part. What were the other 5 parts? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know if I want to get into all that at this point in time. Right. One thing I did say is I felt that the coach needed to get more involved in the play calling. I did say that.
Okay.
That's one thing. I mean, the rest of it, I don't think is really worth discussing at this point.
Okay. So he was upset. He voiced his he was upset with you. And he voiced that to you?
Well, he was upset because, you know, I basically went on the air and made a mistake by saying that I thought, you know, that his reaction to my comment about Zach Wilson playing again was that he didn't like Zach Wilson. And that turned out to be anything but the truth.
Right.
And what he really was saying to me was that, you know, he couldn't believe after all this time that I've been complaining about Wilson playing that now I'm asking for him to play again,
right.
You know? And I think that's really was the gist of the entire thing. And like I said, as far as I'm concerned, guys, I'm done with it, to be very honest.
Okay. And that's fair, Joe. So they're starting Zach Wilson. What are your thoughts there?
I think they have to. I mean, right. I mean, what's the alternative? Trevor Siemian, you know, they let Boyle go. Obviously he couldn't play. They signed Brett Rippon, but you know, come on. I think Wilson has to be the guy. And I'll say this too. And I've said this to the coach in the past. You got to let this guy play. I mean, I don't think they've always, you know, played to his strengths. He's got a big time arm. Let him throw the damn ball down the field. We know he can run a little bit. Why are there no designed runs for this kid? You know, there never has been. And, you know, this week, I want to see that. I mean, you know, what's there left to lose anymore, okay? You know, you got to figure, you know, Sal has said that he's going to be the coach for, I mean, going to be the quarterback for the rest of the year. Okay, so let him play. This is it. I mean, I doubt we're going to see him on a team next year. I mean, I don't want to see him on a team next year. So, you know, let him wing it. What do they have to lose anymore? I mean, I want to see him play fast and loose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You might as well see what you got. See if there's anything there, you know?
Yep.
And the only way you can do that is by letting him throw. Do you think Aaron Rodgers – you don't think Rodgers is coming back this year, do you, Joe?
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing Rodgers play again this year. You know, the team's – you know, look, they're not making the playoffs. We know that. But, no, I don't think he is. No. At this point now, I would say no.
All right. Have you ever called a play for the Jets, Joe?
No. No, I have not.
Never.
I will say this. Let me say this, though. I will say this. I have screamed for weeks that the first play should be a play-action bomb down the field. Now, last week, even though freaking Boyle didn't throw it,
right.
I think that was the play.
Really?
Because there definitely was a play. They didn't run it. It was a play fake. And I think he was looking deep down the field, and apparently Wilson was open, and Boyle never threw the ball. He wound up throwing the ball away on the sideline. So, and it turns out that there was a number of plays where Wilson was wide open and they just didn't throw him the ball.
Right. Well, it's Tim Boyle playing quarterback, Joe, which is why you wanted Zach Wilson back.
Right.
Exactly right. So you never called the play, but you think perhaps you've had influence over a play, which
well,
is
I don't
so
want to say that.
Joe, you know this what? Is my dream. You don't understand? Like, I'm friends you know with what? Adam Gase. You know I play golf with Gase. My dream is to be able to have access to a coach and do exactly what it is you just did. That's why I'm so fascinated with the story.
Look, I don't know if I influenced that play call or not, but I have been pushing it for a long time, I'll say that. And we should see that again this week. I mean, really, that's the first play Sunday against Houston should be play fake bomb. That,
right.
To me, it's a no-brainer.
Do you think Robert Saleh's job is safe there?
I think he's coming back. I don't know how – it's going to be a hard sell if they lose the last 10 games of the year after losing six in a row to end last year. But I think he's getting a year with Rodgers. I do. I think that's happening.
What if Rodgers doesn't want a year with Saleh?
Well, that's another story because I think Rodgers is running the franchise. Let's be honest about it. I mean, he's calling the shots,
right.
Which to me is a mistake. Yeah. I mean, right or wrong. I mean, it really is.
When they go like Joe during the draft, when the draft comes around, they go to the war room. Should it just be Aaron Rodgers in there making the pick?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, to me, we got to draft a quarterback this year. We're going to have a high pick. You know, it's falling all the time. To me, it's a big year for quarterbacks coming out this year. And I know we need a lot of things. I mean, look, we need offensive line help. We need another wide receiver. You know, no doubt about that, okay, in the draft coming up. And if Rodgers is going to be the quarterback, I mean, that's what he will. That's what he's going to want, I would think. But to me, this is the perfect time to draft the quarterback because for the first time, you know, probably since Chad Pennington, you draft a quarterback in the first round, and he's going to sit now for a while behind Rodgers. He's not going to play right away like Sanchez did, like Darnold did, like Wilson did.
So, Joe, if you're picking at, say, four and one of those top two quarterbacks, because there's two that people are saying should be in the top five, if one of them is sitting there, are you telling Robert Saleh to take him?
I'm thinking about it. I mean, yeah. Look, Sal is not making a call. Joe Douglas is, but I mean, I'm thinking.
Well, Aaron is.
Or Aaron is, right? The combination of them. I think I would. I think that we got to worry about the future. Look, here's something to think about too. And I understand Rodgers and all. The guy's as great as he is. He's 40 years old, coming off an Achilles injury.
Yes.
Can I really count on Rodgers playing 17 games next year? And here's something else too. They got to do. They got to sign a legitimate veteran backup going into next year. Now, that the biggest mistake that was made by Joe Douglas this year, as soon as Rodgers went down,
yep.
that they did not sign a legitimate veteran backup.
They'd be 10-2 with Flacco. I'm not even joking. I mean,
yeah, I don't know about 10-2, but you know, Flacco did look good with Cleveland last year.
I know he did, Joe. That's why I brought.
I know.
Philip Rivers with that defense. I mean.
Right.
Joe, aren't you sick of going to the future? Don't you want to do it one time, Mike, right now?
Mike, how could I not be, Mike? I mean, look, we're going on 55 years without even a Super Bowl appearance.
Oh, geez.
You know, we're going on, this is going to be, what, 13 straight years without a playoff appearance, the longest streak in professional sports in North America.
Yeah.
We're going on, what is it now, 8 years without a winning season since that, you know, 2015 year where they blew it in Buffalo with Todd Bowles. So, I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, I want to win now. Of course I do.
But all that pain and suffering, Joe, I maintain, when we finally get it right, when we finally get lucky and stumble into it, oh, is it going to feel good, you know?
I hope I'm – you know what, guys? I hope I'm here on this earth with you when that happens.
I hope I'm here on this earth.
You're right. I mean, I don't – you know, one thing I will say that I have said to the coach, okay? You know, we don't need a culture change here with the Jets. We need a karma change. Because what other franchise – could have all the insanity in the offseason about Rodgers, and then four plays into it, he's done for the year.
Yes.
What other team could that happen to? And here's something else. The play against Miami, okay, the fail Mary, whatever the hell you want to call it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Who else? What other team could something like that happen to? Can you tell me?
I can't.
So to me, it's not just change the culture. You got to change the karma.
Right.
And I don't know how you do that. I really don't.
I'll tell you this. We had Javon Holland on right after he did that, and he told us he was laughing at the mere fact that Tim Boyle thought he could throw it 60 yards.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. If Zach had made that throw into the end zone, that wouldn't have happened.
Right. It would have got to the end zone, is what you're
saying. Right. It would have got to the end zone. He would have threw it into the crowd, and, you know, whatever would have happened would have probably would have got knocked down, probably.
What do you think our record this year is, Joe, with Aaron Rodgers? What do you think the record is, if he's healthy?
Well, I'll tell you this. What do I think? I mean, I think they certainly would have won this game against Atlanta this past week.
Right.
I think they certainly would have won the game against the Raiders.
Yeah.
I think the game against the Chargers is a completely different game, you know, if you got Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback.
Patriots.
You know, I got to say, I forgot about that disaster. The Patriot game week three. So you're looking at four more wins there. So, I mean, you know, we're looking at what? What would it be? What are we, 4-8? 8-4. Complete opposite of what it is now, I would say.
Unbelievable. Do you have the Jets in 15 years signing Jordan Love?
It's amazing. It's amazing how good he looks now. It's amazing how these teams, like Green Bay, they go from one great quarterback to the next. Now, I don't know if Jordan Love's going to be great yet.
Right.
But, I mean, so far, you know, what he's doing this year, he looks pretty damn good.
Can we just have one, Joe?
Can we get one, right?
No. Right? No, if Jordan Love goes in a run here, not only will it be Love, not only will it be Rodgers, Brett Favre, they had Bart Starr. I mean, come on.
Right.
We got Joe now. Who are you waving to, Joe? What's happening?
Well, I'm waving to my wife because what's happened here
is something
has jumped up so I can't see you guys. So I need her to come in here
little
and straighten this out.
Yes.
Yeah, one of those dumb pop-ups, whatever the hell. You know, here we go. I'm back.
I want to ask your wife real quick, if you don't mind. Can I ask your wife? I wanted to ask her. No, she doubles
everything.
Mrs. Benengo. All right, listen to me.
Call her Terry.
Terry,
this is no way for your husband to be spending retirement, okay? This is not – he's in the middle of everything right now, Terry. Just tell him to enjoy it.
You know, I got to tell you this. It's very funny. I'm out there more now than when I was working full-time.
I know.
It is true. It is. Crazily so.
How's the golf game, Joe?
Not too bad. You know, not bad. I played a few times like about 2 weeks ago and actually didn't play bad. I was pretty happy how I played. I'm all right. You know, I hold my own. My wife's a pretty good golfer, too. She's good.
Is she really?
Let me give her credit, too.
Okay. So when you guys come down to Florida, where do you guys go?
You know, generally when we come down, we go to the West Coast. We like going to that Naples, you know,
great.
Fort Myers, that area down there. I like it a lot down there on the West Coast.
It's beautiful. How about me, you, your wife, a little golf next time you're down? It's about a 2-hour drive for me. I'll make the trip. We'll go play some golf.
Hey, we're in. I'm in.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Mike, I'm playing golf with Joe Beningo. I'm telling you, if it was Robert Saller or Joe Beningo and I could only choose to play golf with one, I would choose Joe Beningo. How about that?
Now, you want to play with the coach. I mean, I'll say this. Look, I still don't know how good a head coach he is. I don't know the answer to that yet.
Right.
I mean, right now, 15-31 is not very good.
No.
But, you know, he's legitimately never had a quarterback. I guess we're going to find out. But let me say this about him. One of the nicest guys I've ever met. And I think that's a little bit of a problem, to be honest. I think he's too nice.
Right.
And I wonder if that, you know, hurts him as a coach, to be honest.
Yeah, Mike, it's going to be interesting. How'd you get this relationship with him? You played golf. How'd you develop this?
You know,
this
it's funny. I have my Ode to Pain podcast, okay, which I do on twice a week. We do some live ones, too, at the place called the Hackensack Brewing Company.
Nice.
My daughter runs all this, and we got to get some new ones. We had these Ode to Pain t-shirts for the podcast. So after they beat the Bears last year and they went to 7-4, you know, I'm all riding high, right? Oh my God, we're 7-4, right? By the way, they should have never let Mike White go, but that's another, we could get into that discussion too. And
let him go to the Dolphins.
Of course. Why wouldn't they? But anyway, so after the Bear game,
he's so tortured. I love it. We're all so tortured. Man,
you can't make it up. So after the Bear game, I sent the coach, I sent out to Floor and Park. I sent him one of the t-shirts, right? Because he always wears these t-shirts at his press conferences from different things. So I figured, well, let me send him a t-shirt. So I sent him a t-shirt. I didn't even think he'd get it. To be very honest with you, you know, I didn't even feel the coach would probably get this freaking t-shirt.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe it was 2 weeks later. I get a text, right? From this, you know, number that's, I guess it's a Michigan number or whatever it is. I get a text from, and, you know, it's the coach. He got the t-shirt. It's Bot Rob Salah. Thanks for the t-shirt. Da, da, da. And it just kind of went from there, to be very honest. Great. I had him on my podcast in the off season, and hopefully we'll have him on again. I mean, I don't know where he's at with me right now, but hopefully we'll get him on again. And, you know, we wound up playing golf. You know, my wife was included as well. So,
oh, that's very nice. Where'd you leave it with him? You'll play golf with him again, Joe. I mean,
where did I leave it with him? I left it with him. I'll put it this way. All I said was yesterday after his press conference when, you know, he basically diffused everything and, you know, he ended it by saying that I like Joe B. That's what he said.
I saw that.
And I just sent him a text and I said, thanks again, coach. You know, that was it. God bless. That was the end of it.
He respond to that?
He did. He responded by saying, thanks for what? And I told him, you know, thanks for what you said at the press conference. So that's where we are right now. So I'm leaving him alone now for a while.
The next time you text him,
I'll say that if we win Sunday, I'm sure I'll probably shoot him a text saying nice win or something like that.
Joe, you just said you're going to leave him alone for a while.
But if they win, they win the game. Right?
Just
right,
a congrats,
Mike? If they win
right.
the game, I mean, that's different. I think I can get away with doing that, you know?
Yeah, different. Yep.
Yes. I think if you do it, congratulate him and say, listen, next week, play action pass, first play. And draft
well, I will say this. I did mention that Jake Browning is a free agent at the end of the year. So
you mentioned that to Salah? Yes. It's okay.
Yes, I did.
I love you. I'm going to stay away for a while, but if they win on Monday,
Well, you know, you got to do that. I mean, look, they've lost 5 in a row. I mean, if we win the game, you got to at least say, you know, great win or something.
Do you have you ever had a relationship like this with any other coach?
No. You know, it's funny. I actually had a little bit of a relationship with Belichick, believe it or not. I don't
really?
Know if you know that. Yeah. When I was doing the
overnight, I do know that, Joe. Yeah. You used to get him on sometimes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he hates the Jets so much. Like, he wouldn't even come on. When I retired a couple of years ago, we tried to get him on, you know, not even to talk about, you know, the team or anything, just to talk about, you know, me and him or whatever. And he wouldn't come on. I think that at this point now, he hates the Jets so much. And, you know, I guess he considers me part of the Jet situation that he would not come on. So that's where we're at with him.
What do you think of this theory? Belichick, the Patriots let him go after winning 6 Super Bowls. We all know the story. He took the jet job for a day. He, he resigned on a napkin,
right.
Went up to New England, coached them to 6 Super Bowls. But now the Patriots, they're done with him. And to apply maximum pain, Belichick brings it full circle. And he calls Woody Johnson and says, listen, Rodgers okay? Woody says, yes, I want to be the head coach of your team. What do you think happens there?
I don't think it will. I think he hates the Jets too much. I don't think he'd ever come here.
Really?
And I want to say this too. Okay, right now they're sitting with the second pick in the draft in Foxborough, right?
Correct. Yep.
Does he leave if he has a chance to get one of these big quarterbacks now? Does he?
That's a good question. That's up to Kraft, I guess, right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Which is amazing. I mean, you win 6 Super Bowls. Joe, right. we would allow our coach to be coach.
Oh, my God. He's got a job for life.
If he wins one.
Wait. He won 6. He went to 9. Wait a minute. Hold on. He went to 9, okay?
Joe.
I think he'd have carte blanche to do whatever he wants for the rest of his life. You know,
Joe, he wouldn't take one of those 2 quarterbacks. He'd take some D3 kid out of Western East Directional State, and he'd be like, that's the guy I want with the number 2 overall pick.
Well, you know what? I think that theory has really come back to bite him now because, yes. All the years when they, I know they had low draft choices, low picks in the first round, whatever. But all the years he traded out of the first round has come back to kick him in the ass. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And let's be honest about this. Mac Jones is worse than Zach. I mean, he really is.
Yeah, he really is. He's bad. Although Chris Sims tells us that if Mac Jones was on the San Francisco 49ers, it would look a lot like Brock Purdy. I mean,
yeah, you know what? I don't know about that. Look, if Bill can't – look. Kyle Shanahan's a tremendous coach, and I understand what you're saying with that. But this is Bill Belichick, maybe the greatest coach of all time.
Right.
If Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien is the offensive coordinator, if they can't get something out of Mac Jones, he's got to be brutal. Let's be honest about it.
Okay. Quickly here, Joe, and we appreciate the time. We'll let you go here. Go enjoy retirement. I would like to do this more often. I'm serious. I am a huge fan of yours and all things FAN.
I'm available to you guys. You know, that's fine.
Okay. I want to play a game with you, though, okay? Because you use the term bro a lot, right? That's a staple of yours. In fact, I think you texted it to me yesterday.
Okay? I probably did.
You said stellar time, bro. That's what you wrote to me.
right.
And then you sent me the wrong email address.
Well, I mean, like I told you, I am technologically illiterate, and I'm proud to say it.
Okay, so I want to play a game, bro or no. Just a few quick questions, okay? Bro is obviously something you would do, and no is something you would not do, okay?
Yep.
Peeing in the pool, bro or no?
No.
Never? No. Real? Joe?
Classless.
Okay. He's right. I love you. I love you so much, you have no idea. All right, bro or no, peeing in the shower?
No. Classless.
Really? Okay. Yes. Bro or no, ketchup on steak?
Oh, absolutely not.
I almost divorced my wife over it. Thank you.
No.
No. You won't even entertain it, Joe.
No.
Okay. Ketchup on a hot dog.
No.
No. No bros. My wife just came in and yelled at me, Joe.
Okay.
Okay. Ketchup on a hot dog. No. Tricked out golf carts.
What do you mean tricked out golf? What does that mean?
You know, big wheels, music, speakers, blaring.
Oh, no. I mean, these guys, look, I love you. I'm a big music guy, big time. You know, I sing all the time. My wife, please, I make her crazy. But when I'm playing golf, and I know a lot of guys do this now, they got the golf cart, they got the music going and all. I'm not a music guy when I'm playing golf, no.
All right. What's your go-to music? Like, when you're, like, who do you like the most?
Well, I'm big on a lot of stuff. I mean, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, I'm into all of it. You name it, from the Beatles, the Temptations to Sinatra. Okay.
Does your wife ever say, Joe, enough with the singing? Like enough.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Because I'll sing, I sing a lot of stuff that she doesn't like, it's very weird. But I constantly have music going around in my head. So,
mulligans, Joe or no, or bro or no, excuse me.
I always give myself a one breakfast ball.
And that's it.
That's it.
Okay. Yep. One. Do you take it even if you hit a good shot?
No.
No.
No. Okay. No, I take it only if it's a bad shot. Generally, it's usually the first swing of the day. If I hit a crappy first swing of the day, that's usually where I'll take it right there.
Measuring putts from every angle, bro or no?
No. And maybe that's why my putting is brutal. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe that's why my putting is not what it needs to be, Stugatz. You know what I'm saying, bro?
We'll work on that together when we play, okay?
Right.
All right. We would like to do this again soon. If you don't mind, we'll play golf when you get down here. You'll let me know. Yep. You have my number now. And if Mikey A and I have any suggestions that we would like to, we'll use you, okay? We'll go through you. We'll send them to you. You pass them along to Sala, okay?
Tell the coach that? Yeah, all
right.
Yeah.
Thanks. Right. Tell me and Mikey agree. Play action pass. First play. Let's go.
Yeah. And hey, wouldn't that be something if he does it this week again? That would be pretty. How about the fact that they do it and Wilson actually throws the ball down the field? How about that?
Yes, take credit. In fact, anything they do well moving forward, you should say I texted the coach that, okay?
Hey, look, you know what? I was thinking about this too. If somehow the season turns around now, let's say we win a few games. I know they play the Dolphins next week. That's going to be a tall order, but nevertheless. I'll take full responsibility.
You should, and you deserve a ring, okay? You deserve a ring. All right, Joe, we appreciate it, man. Anything you'd like to promote on the way out, sir?
You can check out my Ode to Pain podcast. I'm on Mondays and Fridays. You know, it's on Spotify. You can check that out. You can check out my Saturday morning show on The Fan, 10 to 2 on Saturdays. You can check that out. I'm also on every Monday with Tiki and Evan at 4 o'clock, breaking down the day before's jet disaster. So you can check that out.
I got to tell you, you did a couple of days with Gio. I came in for the remainder of the week. I saw you, and I hadn't seen you in a while, and it looked like you were dressed ready to go play Augusta.
I don't know about Augusta. I don't know if they let me go. I don't know if they let me play Augusta. I don't know.
They don't let Jet fans there.
That's above my pay grade. Come on now.
They don't let Jet fans there. Joe Beningo, we appreciate it, man. We will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
All right, Stu, Mike, all the love, guys.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.